I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And it's the beginning of a new year, so what do you have for us today, Dr. Betty?
Well, you know, one of the things this time of year, our skin is dry, we feel lethargic, we want to actually feel younger, especially when it's cold and windy. So one of the things we want to look at is things like collagen. Collagen is actually the most abundant protein in the body. It's found in your muscles, your skin, your blood, your cartilage, and your ligaments. And it's actually an essential building block that promotes skin elasticity. It actually hugs your bones and muscles together, protects your organs, and also provides a structure to your joints and tendons. Unfortunately, as we age, collagen production really starts to slow down. Things like smoking, sun exposure, unhealthy diet can actually impact the production of this important amino acid, and this results in wrinkles, saggy skin, and even joint pain. So the good news is there's a number of ways to introduce more collagen in your diet. Have you ever heard of bone broth? Bone broth, it's actually a broth made from bones, like, you know, cow bones and chicken bones and those kinds of things.
I often wondered when I was at the butcher shop who would buy bones. I thought, what a cheap thing to do. Why not buy a whole chicken?
Well, you can buy a whole chicken or you can buy a whole, you know, bit of meat, for
example.
A light
bulb just went off. Thank you, Dr.
But you
Betty.
Can actually use the bones to make bone broth, and it's a source of collagen. I talk about powdered gelatin, but I'm not talking about Jell-O. You can actually make your own powdered gelatin, which actually can mix into any liquid, for example, soups to sweets, eat like a homemade Jell-O. And actually, the collagen peptides offer an easy fix to pack more protein into your day. So basically, what you want to do is add a little bit of collagen to your diet. The bone broth, I find, is very, very beneficial. We actually use it, for example, even for cancer patients. For those patients, for example, who have trouble getting enough nutrition and enough because they have to eat soft foods. So bone broth is an excellent way to get a little bit more protein, and it helps with building those building blocks in our body.
So to rejuvenate our body, we can use collagen. We've learned that from Jackie Donnell, our collagen expert, but I didn't know that you could use bone broth as well as gelatin, and I appreciate the information. If someone wants to talk to you about rejuvenating naturally, how do we reach you?
They can call my office at 905-707-2001.
905-707-2001. ThornhillNaturopathic.ca. There's a link from Marilyn's.ca to Dr. Betty and to everyone on the team, because we all offer you a complimentary consultation. Dr. Betty's consultation can be by phone or in person. And the number again, Dr. Betty?
905-707-2001.
Thank you, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.